USA Radio News.
Within the last 30 minutes, President Donald Trump has landed in Dallas, Florida. He's going to be giving a speech at the NRA convention today. But before the president took off, he had a chance to address what Rudy Giuliani said over the last couple days regarding him and Stormy Daniels and money that was paid to Miss Daniels. Take a listen.
When Rudy made the statement, Rudy's great, but Rudy had just started, and he wasn't totally familiar with everything. And Rudy, we love Rudy. What he really understands is that this is a witch hunt. But when he made certain statements, he just started yesterday.
Job growth accelerated in April, cutting the nation's jobless rate as U.S. employers added 164,000 jobs compared to the revised numbers of 135,000 jobs added in March. The unemployment rate did drop to 3.9%, which is the lowest it's been since the year 2000. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit Facebook.com/help.
President Trump says announcements are coming soon concerning North Korea, including the summit he's planning with its leader Kim Jong-un. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Preparing to climb aboard the Marine One helicopter outside the White House Friday morning, the president said the plans have been made for that summit with the North Korean leader.
We now have a date and we have a location. We'll be announcing it.
The president also being asked about reports that three Americans who've been held by North Korea are going to be released soon.
And a lot of things have already happened with respect to the hostages, and I think you're going to see very good things. As I said yesterday, stay tuned.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Charlie Rose was hit with three sexual harassment lawsuits from women who he worked with at CBS, including his personal assistant. The women are suing Rose and CBS for discrimination, retaliation, and sexual harassment. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 250 points today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another state's bid to crack down on abortion fails to succeed. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The bill would have outlawed nearly all abortions in South Carolina, but it's going nowhere after a middle-of-the-night vote in the state Senate. It would have banned all abortions except for in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life was in danger, but the measure was defeated by a vote of 24-21, giving South Carolina Democrats a very rare victory, effectively ending any chance of that bill moving forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Last year, more than 158,000 people attended the Kentucky Derby. That's the seventh highest on record. The Kentucky Derby takes place tomorrow. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Ed DeRosa. He's a horse racing expert and racing analyst for TwinSpires.com. He tells us some of the more interesting storylines we'll be following this year at the Kentucky Derby.
I think the big one will be on the favorite, Justify, undefeated for trainer Bob Baffert, who's won the Derby four times. So a lot of people are going to be talking about that. The other horse I think a lot of people are going to be talking about and betting is Mendelssohn, named for the composer. He trains in Ireland. He won in Dubai, so sort of a world traveler, bringing his road show to Louisville, Kentucky. He definitely has a big chance to be one of the very few horses to train in overseas and come and win the Derby.
Post time for the Kentucky Derby is set for tomorrow at 6:50 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.